We're here today talking to Angela Canning, Assistant Director at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Overseas Staff in the NHS Pre-Employment Checks. Hi Angela, what's this report about?
This report looks at where the health boards in Scotland are following their own procedures on pre-employment checks of overseas staff. And by overseas staff, I mean those recruited from outside the European Economic Area, or EEA, which is made up of the countries from the European Union, plus Iceland, Norway and Liechtenstein. Swiss nationals have the same rights as EEA nationals.
And what have you found?
We found that the five boards for Audit Scotland did detailed checks. There is evidence of high compliance with local procedures. We looked at 235 personnel records, and the percentage containing evidence of pre-employment checks ranged from 90 to 99%, depending on the check that was undertaken. At September this year, the reported number of overseas staff in the NHS in Scotland was 1,161, and 89% of these are doctors or nurses. But this is likely to be an underestimate, as it can be difficult for boards to identify accurate numbers of overseas staff, for example, those who have indefinite leave to remain in the UK.
Why did you do this report?
Security incidents in London and Glasgow earlier this year allegedly involved overseas staff working in the NHS, including the Royal Alexandra Hospital in Paisley. Following these incidents, the UK government ordered an investigation of the arrangements for recruiting overseas staff to work in the NHS. In Scotland, the Cabinet Secretary for Health and Wellbeing also asked for an examination of whether pre-employment screening of overseas staff working in the NHS in Scotland is in line with the guidelines. We were approached to take part in the examination. Our report is based on the terms of reference set out by the Auditor General and focuses on whether NHS boards follow their own policies regarding pre-employment checks of overseas staff.
You said earlier that there was a very high rate of compliance with the checks that you looked at, but that there was a possibility the boards were underestimating how many overseas staff worked for them. What would you like to see happen now?
Well, it's for the Cabinet Secretary to make any policy decisions based on the events that occurred earlier this year, and also on any findings from this report or the Scottish Government's own review. But we have made a number of recommendations for boards to better understand the makeup of their workforce and to plan and manage that better, and also for the Scottish Government. In particular, we say that NHS boards should prioritise the wider use of electronic personnel records to support better management information. And they should also be ensuring consistent practice in record keeping across their board area. For the Scottish Government, a report recommends that it should amend the electronic national NHS workforce system to include a field to record categories of immigration status.
OK, Angela, thanks very much for your time.